The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he puts it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge, a bit of an awkward passage, I think, that we have connecting it with the passage that we hear immediately previous to this, the one with the sowing of the seeds and Jesus talking about a fruitful sowing, as it were, bearing fruit. I think we can start to make some sense out of what Jesus is talking about here. I think the main thrust of the passage has to be that God is doing something in this, you know, Jesus' new Israel movement that he wants to radiate out to the entire world. And so we have to see Jesus at the very center, even of this, you know, light, the lamp being lit and not concealed with a vessel, not set under a bed, rather put on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. We usually, I think, hear this kind of talk from Jesus as like, okay, well, I have something to offer, and I ought to offer it. You know, I have gifts and talents, and I ought to use them to glorify God, and so on and so forth. I'd say there's something very good about that. Of course, everything you have and everything you are is given to you by God for his purposes. But I think the misstep is that we think first of ourselves and not of God. So we start from me, and then we say, okay, well, me, I want to do this. I am going to do this. Instead of saying, God, right? God is doing something, and he wants to do something in me and through me. And that thing that he is doing actually is prior to even the me. No? I know this is a tough one. Is it a tough one? No, it's not a tough one. It's not a tough one. God is doing something. So we say, like, now God is doing something, I say, in me and through me. Okay, but sometimes we think, okay, God is out there. God is out there. And he's doing something good out there. And then I'm going to bring myself into that, and I'm going to do something good for God. Yeah, not exactly. Right? God himself is pouring himself out. God himself is summoning us, right? He's the one who's calling us. Sometimes I will say blind, right? Because in this sense, like, I don't know how many of you thought that this very day or these past weeks or months or whatever, you would be experiencing in the faith what you are experiencing. That, I don't know, weeks or months, maybe it's even just the past few years, right? Because how long have we been at this for? I mean, some of us, very short period of time, but some of us, decades, right? And it's like, when I said yes decades ago, did I ever think that I would be where I am today? Right? I didn't. I probably would have said no decades ago. I would have said, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I tried, but he's very... is persuasive, so you know, he woos your heart, right? But no, we say yes, but that yes is again to give myself whole and entire to God without a thought of quote unquote what I have to offer. Or of course God would want me, with all my gifts and talents. Of course he would. No. The priority, the preeminence of the call. The call. And we come to him, the better for us, my friends, if we come to God with no merits. Better if we see his call as just grace. I didn't do anything to deserve it. I didn't do anything to earn it. He called me. And because he called me, and I had no merits to plead my cause, I will give everything. I will give everything. Because why me? Why did he choose me from the scrap heap of human history? Why did he choose me? Now, I don't think we should ask that question, because I think that question is selfish. And the whole point is to be self-giving, not selfless. There's a big difference. Selfless is also pride. It's false humility. You have a self. You are a self. You are a self. And that self, whole and entire, should be given over to God, needs to be given over to God, if we want our full flourishing and the rest. This is what's happening, is that when, and I'm trying to give this some of the nuance that it deserves, because it matters in terms of how bright the light shines. Because if it's your light, it's not bright enough. It has to be the light of God. And God has to be the very source. Not me and my initiative. I mean, some of you thought when you were coming in this morning, you thought, like, I'm choosing to be here. Okay, yeah, you are choosing to be here in the sense that you're cooperating with God, but Jesus summoned you to be here. If Jesus didn't summon you to be here, you are not here. You're not here. And then some of you might think, well, I'm just going to leave. I'm going to show you who's in charge. No, Jesus is in charge, right? And you want Jesus to be in charge. Right? Will we surrender to him? And he's in charge from the top, which means that, and this is why I'm pushing back on the kind of gifts and talents approach, if we think that we have something to offer, and so we will come into God's service because we have something to offer, then we're focused on what we have to offer. And then when we find that there is no forum for us to give that particular thing that we thought was so great about ourselves, then we're inclined to go somewhere else and, quote unquote, put that gift to good use. That's nonsense. Maybe God wants to summon you and have you in a place where you're not using what you think is the best thing about you. That's his call. That's not our call. And if we will willingly give up even what we think he's given us so that we can live totally for him and his purposes, all the better for it. But in the end, my friends, it's all about him. We have to, our whole life has to be about Jesus. Our entire life. And he gets to determine the course of our life. We're here. We're blessed. We're blessed to be here. Jesus has summoned us into his new Israel movement. He's summoned us into the movement that will give life to the world, that will give life and light and bring his healing love and his restorative justice to the world. He wants to raise up his fallen world, and he has summoned you to do it. What's better than that? I know, don't get afraid and run away, right? But this is, what's better than that? What's better than that is that he hasn't simply called you into his service there. He's also equipping you to do what it is you need to do. Just bring his love to life in the world. That's God. That's God. We're not doing that of our own strength. If we were doing it of our own strength, we could walk away. If I set out to enact an agenda to bring healing and restoration to the world, and it was my agenda, and I ran into difficulty or hardship, whatever, or I was tempted to be distracted by comfort and pleasure, then I would just, I'd be off the rails all the time. And you know what? It wouldn't much matter. But this is God's agenda to bring healing to his world. It's God's agenda to bring his kingdom of holiness and justice to the world. It's his agenda. And he has called us. We've said yes. Even if we didn't have perfect knowledge, he's called us. We've said yes. And now he's equipping us to do it. That means we can't back down. We can't turn around and go the other way. We can't leave a stone unturned. I don't know why I'm using all stupid idioms, but we need to persevere. We persevere in the call. And there's nothing at all that prevent us, except for our own backing down. And this is martyrdom, right? This is why we celebrate the martyrs. You know, Saint Andrew, whose feast we celebrate today, said, you know, what good is it to be called Christians in name only? We need to be Christians. What does it mean to be Christians? But Jesus is first. Jesus is first. And then I'm responding to him. I'm going where he's calling me. I'm trusting him to provide what I need to persevere in the life of faith that he has called me to persevere in a life of love that he enables me to live by faith. But it's all Jesus. Jesus, he's summoned us. He's called us. We've said yes. He's equipping us and sending us to where we need to be in order to bring God's love to life today. My friends, that's our entire life. That's the light that needs to go out to the world. And by cooperating with him today, we can be part of this light-bringing mission.